So let's review. On the previous daf, we learned the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish as to the source of Prisha Shivas Yam, separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan derived it from the Miluim, from the pasuk Kasha Asa B'Yem Hazeh, Tziva Shem Lasses L'Chapar Aleichem. Rish Lakish derived it from Kabbalah Satayr Har Sinai, where it says, V'yishkin Kivayda Hashem al Har Sinai, V'yichesuhu Anan Sheishas Yamim, V'yikra al Moshe B'Yem Hashvi M'teich Anan. From here we learn, anyone who will enter Machna Shechina must have Prisha. Our daf began where Rabbi Yochanan attempts to prove his position from a brisa which says, during the 7 days before Yom Kippur, they would sprinkle the water and ashes on the Kohen Gadol from all the existing paradumas. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this too is derived from the Miluim, where they also sprinkled for 7 days. And although they sprinkled blood during the Miluim and not water, that was because the first paraduma had yet to be burnt. And as we learned in the braisa taught by Rebchia, nechnusu mayim tachas dam, the paraduma water took the place of the dam. However, Rish Lakish, who derives Prisha from Har Sinai, where no sprinkling took place, he holds that sprinkling before Yom Kippur was done only as a mayil ma'alma, an added level of purity, and not because of a Torah requirement. Tani kava seder Rabbi Yochanan, tani kava seder Rish Lakish. The Gemara goes on to give separate proof to both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. First, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara quotes a brisa that Prisha before Yom Kippur is derived from Miluim. The pasuk by Yom Kippur says, "Bizois yave Aaron la'kodesh," with this Aaron will enter the Kodesh Kodesh on Yom Kippur. However, since this pasuk is also in the context of the Miluim, since it follows the words "Achrei Moshe Nei Bnei Aaron," which took place Rosh Chodesh Nissan, therefore says the brisa, we compare the two and say, just as during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Pirish Shiva v'Shemesh Yom Echad. Aaron was separated 7 days of the Miluim while Moshe taught him the Avodah, and he then served 1 day of the Chanukas of Mishkan. So too, before Yom Kippur, Parish Shiva Mesham Hashem Echad, the Kohen Gadol must be separated for 7 days while two Talmid Chachamim, two Torah scholars, teach him the Avodah, and he then serves 1 day of Yom Kippur. The Braisa then quotes a second pasuk, Kasha Asa B'Yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem Lasses L'Chapar Aleichem. The Gemara explains that if we had only one pasuk, we might have thought that Prisha was required only on the first Yom Kippur, or only by the first Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen. Therefore, we need both pasukim to teach that Prisha is required all the time, all Yom Kippurs, and all Kohanim Gedolim. The Gemara then brought a brisa to support Rish Lakish, who holds that we learn Prisha from Kabbalah Satayra. The brisa cites a machlekes regarding the pasuk written at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. V'yishkun kevod Hashem al Har Sinai, v'yichesuhu ha'anan sheish esamim, and the glory of Hashem rested on Mount Sinai and covered for 6 days, and then called to Moshe on the 7th day. Basically, he says this refers to the first 6 days after Kabbalah Satayra, and the beginning of the 40 days that Moshe spent on the mountain to receive the Luchos. Moshe ala ba'anan, v'niskasa ba'anan, v'niskadish ba'anan. Moshe went up in a cloud, was covered by the cloud, and was sanctified in the cloud in order to receive the Luchos in complete Kedusha. These 6 days were included in the total of 40 days spent on the mountain. Otherwise, the 40 days would end on the 23rd of Tammuz, and we know that Moshe broke the Luchos on the 17th of Tammuz. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says that this pasuk is referring to the 6 days before Kabbalah Satayra, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Therefore, when it says Vechesuhu Anan, the cloud covered, it refers to the mountain, not Moshe, as Rashi explains, because in those days Moshe went up and down several times as detailed in Masechta Shabbos. When the pasuk says V'yikra al Moshe, he called to Moshe, it means Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael who were standing there to receive the Aseres HaDibros. Moshe was singled out, l'chalik kavod l'Moshe, to honor Moshe, but really everyone heard. Although we learned that only Moshe heard the voice of Hashem, that was only outside the Mishkan, but everyone heard Hashem at Har Sinai. Another answer is that when the word Kriya is used in the Torah, everyone hears it. When the word Dibra is used, only Moshe hears it. The Gemara goes on to explain that this machlekes of Rabbi Yisi HaGalili of Rabbi Akiva is dependent on the machlekes of the Chacham Rabbi Yisi Masechta Shabbos as to the date of Matan Torah. Rabbi Yisi HaGalili holds like the Chachamim that B'shisha B'chodesh Nitna Torah. The Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, and Moshe went up the mountain the next day. Accordingly, he cannot say that this pasuk is referring to before Matan Torah, and V'yikal Moshe B'yom HaShvi means that Moshe was called to receive the Aseres HaDibros on the 7th day because it was already given on the 6th day. Therefore, this pasuk must be referring to after Aseres HaDibros, after the Aseres HaDibros were said, when Moshe went up to get the rest of the Torah. However, Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosi, that B'shiva B'chodesh Nitna Torah, The Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Therefore, this pasuk can indeed be referring to the 6 days before Kabbalah Satara, and Moshe was called on the 7th day to receive that Seres HaDibros. Now, the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Lili supports Rish Lakish that we learn Prisha from Kabbalah Satara. However, Reb Nosson says, we cannot derive separation from Kabbalah Satara, because it was only done L'marak Achila U'Shtiyah Shebimeyav L'Sumu K'malach HaSharis, to cleanse Moshe of any food or drink in his system so that he could be like a malach, an angel. Rabbi Yosef ben Charis says, we cannot derive separation from Kabbalah Satara, because it was only done L'ayim Olav K'desh Teitayra Nitna Be'ema Be'reses U'Bezeya, to place awe upon Moshe, so that the Torah would be given in awe, trembling, and sweat, as the pasuk says, Ivdres Hashem b'yira b'gila b'rado, serve Hashem with fear and rejoice in trembling. Rav Avraham Masna explained in the name of Rav that in a situation of rejoicing like Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah there should be trembling. The Gemara now explains some pasukim related to Moshe and Kabbalah Satara. One pasuk says, V'lo yachal Moshe lovei lo amayid ki shachem alav anan. And Moshe was not able to enter the Mishkan because the cloud was resting upon it. Another pasuk says, V'yavah Moshe b'toicha anan, and Moshe went through the cloud. The Gemara has two answers for this contradiction. Rabbi Elazar says that Hashem grabbed Moshe and brought him through the cloud. Debei Rabbi Shmuel, the school of Rabbi Shmuel, said that the word b'toich, through, is the same word used by Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. Just like during Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a path through the water, Moshe also went through a path in the cloud. The pasuk says, V'yikra Moshe v'yidaber, and Hashem called to Moshe and spoke. The calling came before the speaking to teach us derech haaretz, the proper way to behave, as Rabbi Chanina said, Lo yema adam dava l'chaveri im kin kareu. A person should not speak to someone unless he calls to him first. The pasuk continues and said, Lamer, to say. According to Rashi, Reb Musa explains that it's as if it says, Loi omar, do not say. From here we learn that someone who is told something by his friend is not allowed to tell others without permission. The Gemara next cites a machloikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina, whether all avoidis by the miluim are ma'akiv. The itmar, miluim Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chad omar kol hakos ben mi'akiv ben, v'chad omar dov ma'akiv v'doir is ma'akiv ben. One says that everything written in the context of the miluim is mi'akiv, and the other says only those things that would be mi'akiv l'doiris in the future were ma'akiv during the miluim. Now, earlier on Daf Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara cited Rish Lakish asking Rabbi Yechanan that if you learned Prisha from the miluim, if Prisha was not done for the Skan Kohen Gadol, it should be ma'akiv, since it would prevent the Skan Kohen Gadol from filling in the event that it was needed. The fact that Rabbi Yechanan does not refute this question proves that he is the one who says that Kol HaKos Ben Mi'akiv Ben, everything written in the context of the miluim, is mi'akiv. The machlokes is further elaborated on in the next daf.